Hello, everyone. We're in the middle of Holy Week, and Jesus said so many comforting, wonderful things. One of them was this famous verse the night before he died. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And a lot of people think, "Wow, Jesus, that's beautiful." But some other people think, "What do you mean you're the only way? What do you mean you're the only one who can promise no one comes to the Father except through you? Are you trying to say that if I don't trust in you for full free forgiveness, that I'm not going to get to the Father?" Jesus says, yes, that's correct. And the Bible speaks to that message that Jesus is the one and only one who qualifies as Savior. The scripture says in Isaiah, I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 says, there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And at first that might sound like God's being picky, but when you ask a few questions, it makes more sense. Who else has lived a perfect life of love with no sin, loving every enemy perfectly every time? Only Jesus. Who else has then offered to trade places with sinful man? Perfect life of Jesus for train wreck of sin of humanity. Only Jesus offered to make that trade. Who else bore the curse of sin, the whole wrath of God, all by himself? Who else rose from the dead having finished bearing that curse? Who else can announce to a corpse, "Get up"? And then they get up, just as Jesus did at the tomb of Lazarus. Who else came with one exclusive mission in mind, to destroy the work of the devil once and for all? Who else can say, "Because I live, you also will live," and then be able to do that? Who else comes to people who have let him down and abandoned him in his darkest hour to say, "Peace be with you, your sins are forgiven. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Now go be my witnesses to the world." That's what Jesus said to his disciples. You see, Jesus is the only one who has lived a perfect life, the only one who has transferred our sin to himself and his perfect life back to us, the only one who bears the full weight of sin and then rises from the dead, having paid for it in full. Jesus is the only one who will be the King on Judgment Day, who rightly says, "You are not guilty of sin," through him and him alone. And what a gift he gives as the one and only person, foretold by hundreds of years worth of scriptures, that he would make this trade on behalf of sinful mankind. The head crusher, the one who promises that we are free from sin once and for all, that now there is no condemnation when we are in him. Listen to these powerful scriptures about Jesus being the exclusive Savior from Isaiah chapter 53. And even though Isaiah wrote these words in 700 BC, it's as though he's standing at the foot of the cross. "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem." We sized Jesus up and said, "Wow, he must have been really evil. What terrible stuff did he do? Because look how nasty he looks." What we didn't realize is, well, he was carrying our evil. That's why he looked so nasty. "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. The will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Jesus went to the cross on Good Friday and rose from the dead on Easter morning so that he could be satisfied. Satisfied because our sin is paid in full. Watch him go to the cross this Good Friday. Watch him rise from the dead on Easter morning and then be just as satisfied with contentment and awe and thankfulness at his payment for sin on your behalf as he is. Look forward to that day when he stares you right between the eyes and says, "Welcome home to heaven."